With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. U.S. President Trump's decision to skip a big Asian economic meeting this weekend risks worsening America's reputation at a forum that represents about 40% of the world population. The president says that his meeting with the Chinese premier, however, was quite successful. The Senate Majority Leader John Thune opposing an attempt by Senate Democrats to reopen the government bit by bit.
This bill is a cynical attempt to provide political cover for Democrats to allow them to carry on their government shutdown even longer. And we're not going to let them pick winners and losers. It's time to fund everybody.
And the debate continues. Now the shutdown is into day 29 with no sign of a compromise anywhere in sight. Outside of the Louvre Museum in Paris, correspondent Karen Chamis reports on the latest in the ongoing investigation of that major theft.
Crowds of visitors lined up outside the museum in Paris on Thursday as a local prosecutor announced five more arrests in the investigation into the dramatic theft of crown jewels. The five were detained late on Wednesday night in separate police operations in Paris and surrounding areas.
A federal appeals court has struck down a lower judge's attempt to bridle Border Patrol and its work in Chicago.
On Tuesday, U.S. District Judge Sarah Ellis ordered U.S. Customs and Border Patrol Chief Patrol Agent Gregory Bovino to give her daily briefings on immigration operations being conducted in Chicago, an unprecedented bid to impose real-time oversight on the Trump administration's immigration crackdown. But before Bovino's first meeting with Ellis Wednesday, the 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals stepped in and blocked her order. The Department of Homeland Security called Ellis's order judicial overreach.
And that is correspondent Ben Thomas reporting, and this is SRN News. One Australian state has reversed itself on transgenderism. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
In Queensland, the government has decided to return to the traditional definition of men and women, rejecting the previous government's definition of a woman as, quote, all people who identify as a woman or a girl. Much of the Anglosphere and Europe is doing a 180 on transgenderism after initially embracing the ideology. Now, amidst protests from clergymen, conservatives, and feminists, many governments are turning their backs on this aspect of the LGBT agenda. Michael Harrington reporting.
With about 100 days to go until the Winter Games in Italy, the U.S. Olympic Committee has begun the process of trying to keep males from getting into female events. The committee now requires athletes who wish to compete in women's events to take an SRY gene test that identifies the Y chromosome that is found in males, trying to make sure that they're not competing unfairly. This is SRN News. The organization that handles claims on behalf of Jews who suffered under the Nazis say that Germany has agreed to provide another $1 billion for Holocaust survivors' home care around the globe in 2026. The compensation was negotiated by Germany's finance ministry and is the largest organization in history to make such a gift. The New York-based Conference on Jewish Material Claims Against Germany says the needs of survivors are increasing because they are all in their 80s and 90s. President Trump has appeared to suggest on social media that the U.S. resume testing nuclear weapons for the first time in three decades. There is no indication that the U.S. would start detonating warheads, but the president offered few details about exactly what he meant. More on these stories at srnnews.com.